Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
April 15, 2009, the first Tea Party gathering was held at Sunset Park in Las Vegas. KXNT and Chuck Moose Citizen Outreach were sponsors of that event. Now, 300 people were expected to attend. It's been estimated, though, that somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 people actually attended. Herman Cain was the guest speaker. It was a peaceful gathering with no difficulties whatsoever. The Tea Party gathering was an effort to rebuff the tax policies promoted by Barack Obama as he led up to taking his oath of office. Conservatives were concerned that so-called mainstream Republicans weren't being strong enough in their opposition to the proposed Obama economic policies. The Tea Party opposed mainstream Republicanism. Fast forward to January of 2020 and comments made by the darling of the extreme left wing, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She derided her moderate Democrat colleagues as the Tea Party of the left. Her point of view is that there is a Tea Party for Democrats and that it's on the right edges, the most conservative parts of the Democratic Party. So while the Republican Tea Party was a challenge to mainstream Republicanism, AOC believes the Democrats are so conservative, the far left that she represents are opposed to the mainstream Democrats that she labels as the Tea Party of the Democrat Party. In other words, she is representing the farthest left wing of the political spectrum. She actually complained that the Democrat Party is too big of a tent. She suggests that the Congressional Progressive Caucus should start closing its doors to those who don't have the proper leftist creds. She said, quote, "They let anybody who the cat dragged in call themselves a progressive. There's no standard," end of quote. So AOC has let the cat out of the bag and admits that she and her new left colleagues are further to the left than any Democrat since Henry Wallace. Wallace, by the way, was the 33rd Vice President of the United States, elected in 1940 with FDR. In 1948, Wallace was the presidential nominee of the left-wing Progressive Party. So AOC is calling for the Democrat Party to officially shift to the far left. She's seeking to replace the mainstream of the Democrat Party with left-wing positions that have little chance of resonating with mainstream America. But it's a continuous push by the far-left socialist wing of political thought to get the United States behind a worldwide push for more government control, and that control just doesn't want to control healthcare. The latest gimmick is to question the issue of private home ownership. UCLA Assistant Professor of Urban Planning Kian Go has published an essay in the country's oldest magazine, The Nation, advocating for the elimination of private home ownership. In his December 23rd essay, he writes, "If we want to keep cities safe in the face of climate changes, we need to seriously question the ideal of private home ownership." He argues cheap energy is untenable in the face of climate energy, essentially because it allows people to more freely settle where they choose and encourages consumption. In addition, individual home ownership should be seriously questioned. He envisions a future in which the state curtails property rights in favor of new or reconstituted forms of cooperative housing and community land trusts and applauds the resurgent interest in government planned and built public housing. He must figure that this will prevent people from accumulating wealth while suggesting the landlord will be the government. AOC says if you don't buy into these most extreme measures, you don't belong in the Democrat Party. The coming November election is truly about a philosophical divide. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.